Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode as we wrap up my self-declared mindset week. Today's episode is going to be shorter. Thursday's was a marathon episode. If you have not listened to 391, which was the replay of the live motivation masterclass, stop right now, go back, listen to 391. If you didn't finish it up, definitely go listen to the whole thing. What we're going to do today in this shorter episode, still focused on mindset, is I want to share with you an exchange I had. I'm not going to play you the audio of the exchange, but I'm going to share with you what happened in a major mindset breakthrough for one of my clients who has been struggling with frequent indulgences, having treats and sweets on a very regular basis for a very long time and really having a hard time giving that up. But she had a major mindset breakthrough. Prior to her breakthrough, not only was she not giving up the indulgences, she didn't want to, right? For as long as I've been working with her, which is over a year now, she has been having one or more treats, indulgences, you know, sweets, etc., every day. On the other hand, though, she's been really, really wanting results and not really getting them. So she had this breakthrough, and as she did and was sharing it with me, I sort of had an aha coaching moment and a perspective breakthrough of my own. So I am very, very excited to share this with you today. Before we do that, though, this is going to serve as one of your very last reminders that the final Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 kicks off on October 1st. And registration for the last 12-week coaching group Fat Loss Fast Track of the year is going to end by Wednesday, September 27th. So if you want to be a part of it, definitely head over to primalpotential.com/fallfatloss, primalpotential.com/fallfatloss. If you want or need more information, definitely listen to 391 or 352. Those are episode numbers of this podcast. And you know, I'm not going to belabor this because I think that if it's right for you, you already sort of have this nagging feeling that you should do it. Maybe there's a little bit of fear in the way, but I don't need to sell those of you that are not looking to do it because those aren't the people that I really want to work with. But if you have that nagging feeling and you want my help before we wrap up the year to reach your goals in a way that is sustainable, right? And really get to the root of your own personal challenges, not relying on temporary discipline, let's do this. Like, let's just dive in and do it together. You can register now, primalpotential.com/fallfatloss, or to get more info, listen to episodes 391 or 352. Enough of that, because like I said, if you think this is right for you, you already have that nagging feeling, and you are the ones I am talking to. If you got questions, shoot me an email. But for today, let's talk about this mindset breakthrough that one of my clients and I sort of collaboratively had. Like I said, for as long as I've known her, she has been big into desserts and treats and chocolate, not binge eating at all, but, you know, having something that was a treat every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And whenever we would talk about her lack of results or inconsistency, she'd say, but I don't want to give up my special treats, right? I want to feel like I can enjoy these things. I don't want to miss out. And I would, for the most part, I would be patient. And I would ask her, is this something, you know, indulging, is this something that has to happen every single day? And if it's not an every single day thing, you're missing out? Or is it possible that maybe you would enjoy things more if you had them less frequently? And we worked through all sorts of strategies. We talked about identifying what indulgences were really worth it and which ones weren't really worth it. We talked about rating those kinds of things on a scale of 1 to 10 and only indulging when it was, say, an 8, 9, or 10. And we talked about identifying how many times in an average day she was indulging and scaling back from there. But with all of the dozens of strategies we tried, she continued to struggle. And she struggled because she wasn't consistently practicing the strategies for one reason. Really, the only reason she was not consistently practicing these new strategies was that she hadn't changed her story. Yes, she had adopted a new strategy,
but she was struggling to implement it because she hadn't changed her story. And just like I talked about in episode 391, our stories are more important than our strategies because it is our stories that inform our choices. And another word for story is mindset or perspective or personal narrative. And her story was this: I like indulging. I don't want to miss out. And I don't want to give up these treats I love. Because she was clinging to that story, that is what drove her choices. And yeah, maybe we were agreeing to work on the strategy of indulging X many times per week or rating things and identifying if they were really worth it. The story is what was driving her moment-to-moment decision-making, not the strategy, the story of, but I really like indulging and I don't want to miss out. And therefore, she was always able to talk herself into it in the moment, which I think most of us can really relate to. I had asked her to consider what she wants most over what she wants now. And we would talk about things like, when you say yes to that treat, what are you saying no to? But in the moment, all the power came from her story. Her choices reflected the story, not the strategy. And that's why she wasn't consistent. Well, on Thursday of this week, I got a voice note from her. And it had been maybe a week or 10 days or so since my last voice note to her. And her message back to me on Thursday of this week was different from past messages I've heard from her and read from her. She was happy. She was excited. And she was proud because she, for the first time, realized her own story. I had been pointing it out to her, but she hadn't realized it for herself. It was kind of like I talk about in 391 about how we don't always recognize the air we breathe because it's always there, so it doesn't stand out. And that was the way it was with her story. Like, yeah, we were talking about these strategies, and I was saying, you're kind of talking yourself into indulging more than you're talking yourself out of it, so it's going to be really hard to not make those choices when you continue to talk yourself into it. But what had changed for her is she said, I've been telling myself this story for my whole life that I need to and want to indulge every day. And she had a conversation with her husband and she decided to work with him to change the story. She realized that she had the power to change it. She didn't have to keep telling herself every single day that she needed to indulge, that she wanted to indulge, right? And so she did. She changed her story. She changed her story to really wanting to prioritize healthy whole foods and not hold herself back anymore with the constant indulging. And it's been over a week since she indulged, which is by far her longest stretch. And it's not about discipline and willpower. It's that she changed her mind. She decided that she wants to feel good and feel proud more than she wants a few seconds of a treat or an indulgence. And as I listened to her, and I could hear the smile in her voice, and I could hear the ease and the relief and the excitement instead of tension and frustration that I had been seeing and hearing from her, I kind of had my own like, I haven't always communicated this in the best way. And I realized many of us don't know just how good it can be to make those changes. We only focus on the sacrifice side of it, and so it seems like a real loss to indulge less often. Because I know for me, you know, people would be like, don't you think, people would say things like, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. And it would irritate the heck out of me because I'd be like, I've never been thin. I don't know. So the same is true though with food. We don't realize, we only see the sacrifice side of indulging less frequently or less often because we've never experienced what it feels like to not be owned by cravings, to not have the guilt, to not have the fatigue and the lethargy. And I realized it's kind of a lot like relationships. I think most of us have been in a relationship before where we probably knew it wasn't the right one, but we didn't want to let go of it because we didn't want to be alone. And we weren't sure what would come next. And there were some things that were good about it. So we didn't want to let that go. But when we clung to it, when we didn't move on, we were missing out on what it would be like to be in the right relationship. We didn't want to let go of the wrong one because even though we kind of knew it was wrong, it was still right in some ways. And having it right in some ways and wrong in a lot of ways was better than uncertainty. But it's not better than uncertainty. If you stay in a relationship because certain things are pretty good, or because you're afraid of missing out or being alone, you never get to experience how amazing it is to be in the right one. And it's like that with money, too. Maybe you never stick to a budget because you like the freedom and flexibility of being able to get what you want when you want. But when you do that, you never get to experience how much better, infinitely better, exponentially better it feels to be debt-free and have true freedom and flexibility. When we choose good, we can rob ourselves of great. When we choose comfortable, we can rob ourselves of excellent or life-changing. And this is what happens with food. When we choose good, indulging, yeah, it's good, it tastes good, we rob ourselves of how amazing it feels to feel great. Yeah, we like to indulge, it feels good. But if we keep choosing that, we're keeping ourselves from something that is so much better. And I think that's a very powerful thing to consider. When I choose this, is it possible that I'm keeping myself from something so much better? Is it possible that by choosing what I think is good, a glass of wine, a cupcake, I'm choosing one small pleasure at the expense of a much greater pleasure? Is it possible that when I choose to spend this money, I'm choosing a small temporary pleasure that robs me of something much more pleasurable and lasting? Carry that question with you moment to moment. Yes, this thing I'm considering is pleasure. Eating this, drinking this, sleeping in, skipping a workout, spending the money. But by choosing this pleasure, is it possible that I am keeping myself from something so much better? And don't I want to see what that is all about just for today? Right? Just for today? It's hard to imagine. Just like it's kind of hard to imagine that you could be infinitely happier in a different relationship if you let go of the one that's not so good. Right? Now, I'm not making a statement about marriage and encouraging divorce, so please don't even bother sending those emails because that's just ridiculous and it's not what I'm saying. And I have to add that caveat because people are crazy and like to send weird emails. Don't send weird emails. I don't want weird emails. My point is, feeling confident, feeling energetic, feeling in control and healthy, those things feel so much more pleasurable than any cookie or glass of wine in the world. And it's tough to know that if you keep choosing those comfortable things. When you say yes to that thing, what are you saying no to? And are you willing to find out? You've got to get out of your own way. You've got to get out of your own way so that you can see how amazing you can feel. How much more pleasure there is waiting when you give up the comfortable and familiar pleasures that are robbing you of the things beyond them. Something to think about. All right, guys, like I said, final reminder, because registration for the last 12-week Fat Loss Fast Track Coaching Group of 2017, registration closes on Wednesday, which I think is September 27th. We kick off on Sunday, October 1st. If it is tugging at you, I think I should do this, but I'm a little scared. Let's go. Let's do it. Don't overthink it. Let's make change happen. You can register at primalpotential.com/fallfatloss. primalpotential.com/fallfatloss, and I will link that up in the show notes as well. Want to share with you one last thing I'm super excited about, and that is my Thrive Market most recent order. And let me just say, I pay for my products the same way that you guys do. I don't get them for free. I don't get any discount different from what you get, but I thought I would just read to you the latest things that I put in my cart that are making their way to me right now. I bought a bag of the 4505 brand chicharrones, pork rinds, because I thought they would be a convenient travel snack. Mostly fat, little bit of protein, very low or no carb. I got the jalapeno cheddar flavor, so I will tell you how those are. I got another jar of Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo. I got a case of the Picnic Butter Coffee, cappuccino flavor, Oh, we need to talk more about this one, but on a different day. I got a tube of Magic Mud Activated Charcoal Whitening Toothpaste. And the reason I did this, I'm a big teeth girl. My teeth matter a lot to me. And I have been using charcoal capsules and coconut oil to make my own charcoal whitening toothpaste. And it's freaking magical. But it's also messy to do it yourself. So when I saw this on Thrive Market, the My Magic Mud Activated Charcoal Whitening Toothpaste, I was like, hello, that's easier. I got a bag of the Dang brand unsweetened toasted coconut chips. I'll let you know how those are. I got 3 packages, several different flavors of the Miracle Noodles to try out. They're basically like super low carb, lower carb than spaghetti squash. As a replacement, I want to play around with some recipes, kind of like spaghetti and meatballs, but not spaghetti. I got a big bag of salted macadamia nuts and a couple of chocolate bars, Lulu's smoked sea salt and almond raw chocolate. I got a couple of those. All of that, the pork rinds, the chipotle mayo, the case of butter coffee, the whitening toothpaste, coconut chips, several flavors of the Miracle Noodles, macadamia nuts, and a couple of gourmet chocolate bars for $77.67. So if you put all that in your cart, you will see I pay what you guys pay, and it is cheaper than finding these products elsewhere. So you can go to, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. If you go through that link, you not only save 25% on your first order, you also get free shipping on that first order, and you get a free 30-day membership. And if you try something and you love it, please tell me what it is, because I am having fun trying different things out. Oh, one more thing I wanted to legit tell you guys. If you go to their homepage, each day they offer different deals. So the other day it was you got 3 free bottles of the Picnic Butter Coffee, each flavor, when you have placed an order over $49. So the day before that, I think it was like a free bag of mixed nuts or something like that. So definitely check out those deals, because it makes it really worth it. If you spend over $49, you're getting free shipping anyway, and they usually have good giveaways and stuff. So keep an eye when something comes up that's the giveaway, that's something you want anyway. Good day to go shopping. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.